These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a five-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.
This is John Batchelor, colleague Charles Burton, talking of the new, now re-elected Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney. Not a politician, a central banker. During the campaign, however, Mr. Carney was on target for all of his correct answers. Will he follow through? For example, who's the number one threat? He names China. Charles says there's mitigation there. Mr. Carney was, before the campaign, very radically green, doing away with fossil fuel. During the campaign, there was reversal on that. I'm particularly interested in Mr. Carney's indication that he'll build Arctic bases to prevent the exploitation of those resources from Russia and China, which are now leading the world into the Arctic oceans as they open up with the global climate change. More to learn about Mark Carney. Here's Charles Burton to summarize some of the issues that were useful during the campaign but look possibly impractical afterwards. More of this tonight.
Well, I think certainly when he was asked about the greatest threat to Canadian security, he said one word, China, which, may be in response to these other concerns that I've raised about his apparent willingness to bring Canada into closer alignment with the Chinese Communist Party. There is a proposal to establish three bases in the Arctic, military bases in the Arctic, and proposals to try and upgrade Canada's icebreaker and submarine capability. But these are really very much in the initial stages and wouldn't come online for some time. It's similar to his suggestions that Canada could promote prosperity by building oil and natural gas pipelines to the north, the east, and the west to diversify away from our heavy dependence on the U.S. market for the sale of those commodities. The length of time it would take to establish them in the process is so long that it's really not an immediate political concern.